With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities say the death toll from several tornadoes now stands at 27, with 18 of the victims in Kentucky. Seven people were killed in Missouri and two others in Virginia.
National Weather Service meteorologist Philemon Gertson in Louisville.
There's been homes that have been severely damaged to unrecognizably flattened in some areas.
Meanwhile, Gertson says there's a potential for more severe weather.
Also, another concern is the potential for flooding as we get multiple rounds of rain.
I'm Julie Walker.
Action from the highest court in the land.
The Supreme Court extended its order temporarily blocking the Trump administration from swiftly deporting alleged Venezuelan gang members being detained in portions of Texas, chastising the administration for not giving them more due process. The emergency decision prevents authorities from removing the migrants under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 as a legal challenge proceeds, a win for the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, which is suing on the migrants' behalf. But the justices declined the ACLU's additional request to leapfrog the lower courts to immediately take up the issue on whether President Trump can invoke the rarely used law outside of wartime. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance is headed back to the Vatican City. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The vice president will attend Pope Leo XIV's inaugural mass at the Vatican on Sunday. The White House says the U.S. delegation will also include Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Vance is the first Catholic convert to serve as vice president. He was one of the final people to have an audience with Pope Francis before he died last month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Mexican Navy ship has hit the Brooklyn Bridge during a promotional tour in New York City. The top of its mast brushing the iconic span as it sailed through the East River. Some injuries reported. This is SRN News. An unusual display at a church in Germany. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
It's a massive page of the Bible, 16 by 24 feet, in fact. It's on display at the cathedral in the city of Mainz, and it honors a favorite son, Johannes Gutenberg, whose groundbreaking printing press was first used to make copies of the scriptures. This year marks the 625th anniversary of Gutenberg's birth in Mainz, and the giant Bible page from the Gospel of John will be on display at the church all through the summer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department has opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques in Plano, Texas, near Dallas. Texas Senator John Cornyn requested the federal probe of the community last month, citing concerns it could be discriminative against Christians and Jews. An attorney for the project says developers are being bullied because they're Muslim. The community has yet to be built. This is SRN News. An update on measles cases.
The measles outbreak in Texas is beginning to slow. The CDC says there were fewer than 10 newly reported measles cases in Texas in the last week, but experts say it's not fully over. Incident manager Dr. Manisha Patel says affected states remain hypervigilant because it's travel season. She adds, there is a lot of global measles activity right now. There are more than 1,000 reported measles cases across the country, covering 29 states. That's an increase of 23 in a week. The majority of cases still are in Texas. The best way to avoid measles is to get the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. I'm Ed Donahue.
Interesting new study. Experts say attention spans are shrinking, with research finding the average person's has declined from 2.5 minutes to 47 seconds now. How to reverse the trend? Put down the smartphone and read a good book, some say. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.